Scene 6. Night of the following day. A row of cells in the prison on Blackwell's Island. The cells extend back diagonally from right front to left rear. They do not stop but disappear in the dark background as if they ran on numberless into infinity. One electric bulb from the low ceiling of the narrow corridor sheds its light through the heavy steel bars of the cell at the extreme front and reveals part of the interior. Yank can be seen within crouched on the edge of his cot in the attitude of Rodin's The Thinker. His face is spotted with black and blue bruises. A blood-stained bandage is wrapped around his head. Yank, suddenly staring as if awakening from a dream, reaches out and shakes the bars aloud to himself wonderingly. Steel, this is the zoo. Oh, a burst of hard, barking laughter comes from the unseen occupants of the cells, runs back down the tire and abruptly ceases. Voices mockingly. The zoo? That's a new name for this coop. For this coop, a damn good name. Steel, you said a mouthful. This is the old iron house. Who is that boob talking? He's the bloke that brung in out of his head. The bulls had beat him up fires. Yank, dully. I must have been dreaming. I thought I was in a cage at the zoo, but the apes don't talk, do they? Voices with mocking laughter. You are in a cage, all right. A coop, a pen, a sty, a kennel. Hard laughter. A pause. Say, guy, who are you? No, never mind lying. What are you? Yes, tell us your sad story. What's your game? What did they jug you for? Yank, dully. I was a fireman stalking on the liners. Then, with sudden rage, rattling his cell bars. I am a hairy ape, get me? And I will bust yous all in the jaw if you don't lay off kidding me. Voices. You are a hard-boiled duck, ain't you? When you spit, it bounces. Laughter. Oh, can't it? He's a regular guy, ain't you? What did he say he was? A ape? Yank, defiantly. Sure thing. Ain't that what yours all are, apes? A silence, then a furious rattling of bars from down the corridor. A voice, thick with rage. I will show you who's a ape, you mutt. Voices, shh, Nick, can't denoise. Piano, you will have the guard down on us. Yank, scornfully, the guard? You mean the keeper, don't you? Angry exclamations from all the cells. Voice, placatingly, oh, don't pay no attention to him. He's off his nut from the beating up he got. Say, you guy, you are waiting to hear what they landed you for, or ain't you telling? Yank, sure, I will tell you. Sure, why the hell not? On yours won't get me. Nobody gets me but me, see? I started to tell the judge, and all he says what? 30 days to think it over. Think it over. Christ, That's all I've been doing for weeks. After a pause, I was trying to get even with someone, see? Someone that done me dirt. Voices cynically. The old stuff, I beg. Your goil, huh? Give you the double cross, huh? That's damn every time. Did you beat up the other guy? Yank, disgustedly. Ah, oh, you are all right. Sure, there was a Scot in it, but not what you mean, not that old tribe. This was a new kind of Scot. She was dolled up all in white in the stockhole. I thought she was a ghost, sure. A pause. Voices whispering. Gee, he's still nutty. Let him rave. It's fun listening. Yank, unheeding, groping in his thoughts. Her hands, they were skinny and white like they wasn't real but painted on something. There was a million miles from me to her, 25 knots a hour. She was like some dead thing the cat brung in. Sure, that's what. She didn't belong. She belonged in the window of a toy store or on the top of a garbage can, see. Sure, he breaks out angrily. But would you believe it, she has de nerve to do me? Dot, she lamped me like she was singing something broke loose from me menagerie. Christ, you did author seen her eyes. He rattles the bars off his cell furiously. But I will get back in her yet, you watch. And if I can't find her, I will take it out on the gang she runs with. I am wise to where they hangs out now. I will show her who belongs. I will show her who's in the move and who's ain't. You watch my smoke. Voices, serious and joking. That's the talking. Take her for all she's got. What was the dame anyway? She, who was she? Yeah. Yank, I don't know. First cabin stiff. Her old man's a millionaire. They says name of Douglas. Voices, Douglas, that's the president of the steel trust, I bet. Sure, I seen his mug in the papers. I, Lee's filthy with dough. One voice, hey, feller, take a tip from me. If you want to get back at that dame, you better join the Volbeys. You will get some action then. Yank, Volbeys, what the hell's that? Voice, ain't you ever heard of the IWW? Yank, no, what is it? Voice, a gang of blokes, a tough gang. I been reading about them today in the paper. The guard give me the Sunday Times. There's a long spiel about them. It's from a speech made in the Senate by a guy named Senator Queen. He is in the cell next to Yanks. There is a rustling of paper. Wait, will I see if I got light enough and I will read you. Listen. He reads, there is a menace existing in this country today which threatens the vitals of our fair republic as foul a menace against the very lifeblood of the American eagle as was the foul conspiracy of Catiline against the eagles of ancient Rome. Voice, disgustedly, oh hell. Tell him to salt the tail of that eagle. Voice, reading. I refer to that devil's brew of rascals, jailbirds, murderers, and cutthroats who libel all honest working men by calling themselves the industrial workers of the world. But in the light of their nefarious plots, I call them the industrious wreckers of the world. Yank, with vengeful satisfaction. Wreckers, that's the right dope. That belongs me for them. Voice, reading, this fiendish organization is a foul ulcer on the fair body of our democracy. Voice, democracy, hell, give him the boiled fellas the raspberry, they do. Voice, reading like Cato. I say to that Senate, the IWW must be destroyed, for they represent an ever-present dagger pointed at the heart of the greatest nation the world has ever known, where all men are born free and equal, with equal opportunities to all, where the founding fathers have guaranteed to each one happiness, where truth, honor, liberty, justice, and brotherhood of man are a religious observed with one's mother's milk, taught at our father's knee, sealed, signed, and stamped upon in the glorious Constitution of these United States. A perfect storm of hisses, catcalls, boos, and hard laughter. Voices, scornfully. Hooray for the 4th of July. Pass the hat. Liberty, justice, honor, opportunity, brotherhood. All with abysmal scorn. Oh, hell. Voice, give that Queen Senator Guy the bark. All together now. 1, 2, 3. A terrific chorus of barking and yapping. Guard, from a distance. Quite there. Yours or I will get the horse, the noise subsides. Yank, with growling rage. I'd like to catch that Senator Guy alone for a second. I'd loan him some truth. Voice, here's where he gets down to cases on the volbrace. Reads, they plot with fire in one hand and dynamite in the other. They stop not before murder to gain their ends, nor at the outraging of defenseless womanhood. They would tear down society, put the lowest scum in the seats of the mighty, turn Almighty God's revealed plan for the world's topsy-turvy, and make our sweet and lovely civilization a shambles, a desolation, where man, God's masterpiece, would soon degenerate back to the ape. Voice, to Yank, hey you guy, that's your ape stuff again. Yank, with a growl of fury, I got him. So they blow up things, do they? They turn things round, do they? Hey, lend me that paper, will you? Voice, sure, give it to him. On you keep it to yourself. See, we don't want to listen to no more of that slope. Voice, here you are. Hide it under your mattress. Yank, reaching out. Thanks, I can't read much, but I can manage. He sits the paper in the hand at his side, in the attitude of Rodin's. The thinker, a pose, several snores from down the corridor. Suddenly, Yank jumps to his feet with a furious groan, as if some appalling thought had crashed on him. Sure, her old man, president of the Steel Trust, makes half the steel in the world, steel where I thought I belonged, driving through moving in that to make her and cage me in for her to spit on. Christ, he shakes the bars of his cell door till the whole tire trembles. Irritated, protesting exclamations from those awakened or trying to get to sleep. He made this cage, steel. It don't belong, that's what. Kegs, cells, locks, bolts, bars, that's what it means. Holding me down with him at the top, but I will drive trouble. Fire that melts it. I will be fire under the heap, fire that never goes out. Hot as hell breaking out in the night. While he has been saying this last, he has shaken his cell door to a clanging accompaniment. As he comes to the breaking out, he seizes one bar with both hands and putting his 2 feet up against the others so that his position is parallel to the floor like a monkey's, he gives a great wrench backwards. The bar bends like a liquorice stick under his tremendous strength. Just at this moment, the prison guard rushes in, dragging a hose behind him. Guard, angrily, I will loan you to wake me up. Sees Yang. Hello, it's you. Who? Got the DTs, hey? Well, I will cure them. I will down your snakes for you. Noticing the bar. Hell, look at that bar banded. Only your bug is strong enough for that. Yank, glaring at him. Or a hairy ape, you big yellow scut. Looking out, here I come. He grabs another bar. Guard, scared now, yelling off left. Towing the who's on, Ben, full pressure, and call the others, and a straight jacket. A curtain is falling. As it hides Yank from view, there is a splattering smash as the stream of water hits the steel of Yank's cell. Curtain. Scene 6 ended. Scene 7. Nearly a month later. AHIWW local near the waterfront showing the interior of a front room on the ground floor and the street outside. Moonlight on the narrow street, buildings masked in black shadow. The interior of the room, which is general assembly room, office and reading room, resembles some dingy settlement boys club. A desk and high stool are in one corner, a table with papers, stacks of pamphlets, chairs about it is at center. The whole is decidedly cheap, banal, commonplace and unmysterious as a room could well be. The secretary is perched on the stool making entries in a large ledger. An eye shade casts his face into shadows. 8 or 10 men, longshoremen, iron workers and the like are grouped about the table. 2 are playing checkers. 1 is writing a letter. Most of them are smoking pipes. A big signboard is on the wall at the rear, industrial workers of the world, local number 57. Yank comes down the street outside. He is dressed as in scene 5. He moves cautiously, mysteriously. He comes to a point opposite the door. Tiptoes softly up to it, listens, is impressed by the silence within, knocks carefully, as if he were guessing at the password to some secret read. Listens, no answer. Knocks again a bit louder. No answer. Knocks impatiently, much louder. Secretary, turning around on his stool. What the devil is that? Someone knocking? Shouts, come in, why don't you? All the men in the room look up. Yank opens the door slowly, gingerly, as if afraid of an ambush. He looks around for secret doors. Mystery is taken aback by the commonplaceness of the room, and the man in it thinks he may have gotten in the wrong place, then sees the signboard on the wall and is reassured. Yank blurts out, hello. Man reservedly, hello. Yank more easily, I thought I did bumped into the wrong dump. Secretary, scrutinizing him carefully. Maybe you have. Are you a member? Yank, no, not yet. That's what I come for, to join. Secretary, that's easy. What's your job, longshore? Yank, no, fireman, stoker on the liners. Secretary, with satisfaction. Welcome to our city. Glad to know you people. You are waking up at last. We haven't got many members in your line. Yank, no, they are all dead to the world. Secretary, well, you can help to wake them. What's your name? I will make out your card. Yank, confused. Name? Let me think. Secretary, sharply, don't you know your town name? Yank, sure, but I been just Yank for so long. Bob, that's it. Bob Smith. Secretary, writing. Robert Smith. Fills out the rest of card. Here you are. Cost you half a dollar. Yank, is that all 4 bits? That's easy. Give the secretary the money. Secretary, throwing it in drawer. Thanks. Well, make yourself at home. No introductions needed. That's literature on the table. Take some of those pamphlets with you to distribute abroad ship. They may bring results. Sow the seed, only go about it right. Don't get caught and fired. We got plenty out of work. What we need is men who can hold their jobs and work for us at the same time. Yank, sure, but he still stands embraced and uneasy. Secretary, looking at him curiously. What did you knock for? Think we had a coon in uniform to open doors? Yank, no, I thought it was locked and that you did want to give me the once over through a peephole or something to see if I was right. Secretary, alert and suspicious, but with an easy laugh. Think we were running a crepe game? That door is never locked. What put that in your nut? Yank, with a knowing grin, convinced that this is all camouflage, a part of this secrecy. This burg is full of bulls, ain't it? Secretary, sharply, what have the cops got to do with us? We are breaking no laws.